9,000 Americans get each year. It is treatable but not curable. Doctors plan to keep Kennedy in the hospital for the next couple of days as they consider treatment, most likely chemotherapy and radiation. They've not mentioned surgery. Kennedy's diagnosis was met with shock and sadness, as NPR's Tovia Smith reports.
Kennedy's prognosis is still unclear, but it's not stopped a massive outpouring of support from every level of the political world, from President Bush's expression of deep sadness to the Republican leaders who bowed their heads in prayer when they heard. Many of Kennedy's colleagues in the Senate called it the saddest day they could remember. And many of Kennedy's constituents, like 82-year-old Beatrice Potter of Chestnut Hill, Massachusetts, were literally choked up at the news.
We feel related to him. We really love him. And we want him to do well. And we need him.
Amid the concern were also expressions of hope. As Massachusetts junior senator John Kerry put it, this guy is one unbelievable fighter, and he's in a fighter mood. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.
The political strategist who helped put Jimmy Carter in the White House, Hamilton Jordan, has died. He'd battled various forms of cancer for more than 20 years. Jordan was 63. This is NPR. Israel has announced it's holding indirect talks with Syria with the goal of reaching a comprehensive peace agreement. Turkey's doing the mediating. Syria is seeking the return of the Golan Heights, which Israel captured in the 1967 war. The death toll from last week's earthquake in China has surpassed 41,000. A Chinese official tells reporters in Beijing nearly 33,000 are still counted as missing. And the Xinhua News Agency reports a woman was rescued today, 9 days after being trapped by the quake. She was found in a tunnel at a hydropower plant. Myanmar is refusing to accept relief supplies for cyclone victims delivered by U.S. warships and military helicopters. The New Light of Myanmar, a state-run newspaper, says such assistance would come with strings attached. Hurricane season begins June 1st. Federal disaster officials say they're ready. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
Federal emergency management officials said they fixed many of the problems that turned the government's response to Hurricane Katrina into such a disaster. But they added that there's only so much the government can do. Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff said that individuals and businesses also have to be ready with emergency plans and supplies.
If people are lulled into a sense of complacency because 2006 and 2007 didn't produce a major hurricane in the U.S., and they don't do the preparation that we've recommended, then there is going to be a problem.
He admitted there also could be problems if large numbers of disaster victims need to be housed for a long period of time. That's because the government has said it will no longer use travel trailers because of concerns about formaldehyde fumes. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.
I'm Jean Cochran, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from UPS, providing companies with a range of freight solutions by air, ocean, or ground. Discover more at ups.com/whiteboard.
Good morning, I'm Mike Sola. It's 48 degrees on Friends Plaza, 44 degrees at Willard Airport, and once again, we start out with a clear sky. But today, it looks like we'll keep the sunshine a little bit longer. We're not expecting to see the development of much in the way of cloud cover this afternoon, despite the fact that there is a cold front that stretches across from northwestern, the northwest corner of Illinois, through the Interstate 80 corridor through Illinois, and then across about the northern quarter of Indiana. And as that cold front pushes to the south, there may be some cloud cover, but again, most of that will start to develop across northern and central Indiana, a little bit closer to the center of a low-pressure area that is starting to move a little bit further away. It's up in the eastern portion of New England, and the circulation around that is still pulling cold air across most of the Great Lakes area, and again, it will impact us as we will be a little bit cooler than average today, but high pressure, and it's Canadian high pressure. It's not a big warm bubble of air, but it's a cool band of air that'll be moving through, so our temperatures will be in the mid to upper 60s for highs today. Looks like again tomorrow and a little closer to the 70-degree mark for Friday. Over the weekend, we are expecting some of the warmer air that has been bringing record-high temperatures to the western states a couple days ago, the plains, southwestern plains yesterday. Well, that warmer air will start to work its way into our area by the weekend. We'll look for highs on Saturday in the middle 70s and up to around 80 degrees for Sunday. And for Monday, the Memorial Day, the observation of Memorial Day across our area. As far as rainfall, they're talking about a little system that looked possibly or likely to avoid us, at least the way the computer models were running the last couple days. Well, the model yesterday indicated that it might be in our area, and again, that was reinforced with the latest model run from last night. So we do start to see chances for showers. Doesn't look too likely we'll see thunderstorms. But late night, overnight, Thursday night, most of the precipitation will be from around the Quad Cities to the south and west, and then starting to push across about the southern half of Illinois. So we're in line for maybe some showers for Thursday night, and possibly even a little bit of light rain Friday. And again, that will keep temperatures down just a little bit, close to